Our top story for this half hour, the Iranian president has warned the U.S. that Tehran is capable of snapping back to pre-nuclear deal status if Washington sticks to its policy of sanctions and threats.
The new U.S. administration must know that the failed experience of sanctions and coercion brought their previous administration to the negotiating table. And if they want to go back to that experience, we will definitely return to our previous situation in a short time, not weeks or months, but in the scale of hours and days.
Rouhani said U.S. President Donald Trump has shown that Washington is not a reliable negotiating partner by threatening to scrap the nuclear agreement. He noted that the White House has ignored several other global agreements in addition to repetitive breaking of its promises under the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The Iranian president said the U.S. knows that if it tears up the accord, it will only lead to its isolation. Rouhani defended the nuclear deal, stressing that Iran has stood up by all of its commitments. The president stressed that previous reports of the International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed Iran's compliance. The Iranian parliament starts a vote of confidence debates on President Hassan Rouhani's proposed cabinet. The president himself has addressed the parliament. Rouhani said Iran's 12th administration faces great challenges and that the government needs people's participation in its plans. He stressed that his administration is determined to fight corruption. Hassan Rouhani submitted the list of his proposed ministers last week prior to the legal deadline. 17 candidates were presented to the parliament whose qualifications will be debated. Rouhani has yet to announce his pick for the Ministry of Science, Research, and Technology.